Hello and welcome to Hey Art, What's Good? We are a podcast based in the north of England where we like to go to cool art things and see what's good with them. My name's Alice.
And my name's Rosie.
And something we like to do here on Hey Art, What's Good? Is to see what's good with us, because it's just nice to see sometimes.
It's true.
So, Rosie, what's good with you?
Thank you very much for asking, Alice. What's good with me is, last time I was in this studio, you may recall, I've been off for a little while, that I explained I was going on a two-week holiday that I wasn't wild about.
Oh, yes.
But my good thing is that those 2 weeks were brilliant. So I'm a fool.
Who knew?
Everyone else knew
holidays
I was
are fun. What?
Who would have thought? No one else has to learn that except I.
I don't know if anyone's needed to, but here we are. We now know.
Proven wrong. Here I am. So, yes, why it was an unexpected happy thing, I don't know, but it was an unexpected happy thing, and I'm going to take it.
I mean, absolutely, go for it, dude.
So thank you, Mum and Jim, and thank you, Jess and Kid. Two very good weeks with both those people.
Hey.
Both those groups of people. Why not?
Yeah, sure, why not?
But it's also good to be back.
Hey.
I've missed it.
Aw.
What about you, Alice? What's good? Is it having me back?
Yes.
Thank you. Correct answer.
Yes, it is.
And nothing else.
Nothing else good happened to me recently, so...
How could it? I wasn't here.
Well, exactly. But something that came a close second to your return was last week, so when this episode comes out, last Saturday, I had a little me trip. It was very nice. I went to Berwick-upon-Tweed. It was just for a little day trip. It was lovely.
Yay! I love Berwick.
It's very, very cute. Shot a bunch of photos.
Can't wait for that.
Ooh. Had a very nice walk around. Checked out places I've never been before.
Lovely.
And saw some cool art.
Ooh.
So it was really good.
So you've done the groundwork for when we potentially go back to Berwick or for various film and art festivals.
Yes. all of the above. So I just want to really quick recommend the two exhibitions I went to go see because they were just cool.
Yeah.
There's a place called the Granary Gallery, and I guess it's in the building of an old granary.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But they've just got a Turner exhibition on.
Ooh.
So I don't really know who Turner was. He's just some old Victorian dude who painted a bunch of stuff, but they're all really cool, all watercolours, and they're all of places in the northeast. So Bamborough Castle, Tynemouth, Annet Castle, Bolton Abbey. Just basically I've been to pretty much everywhere apart from one place, which I couldn't remember what it was, but just nice to see it in watercolours from this dude. I was going to say a million years ago, not that long ago, 100 or so years ago. So that was really cool. That was quite small. It was a really weird dark gallery, but it was a white cube thing, but it was still cool.
As long as it worked.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I saw. So really, what more do you need from a gallery apart from to see?
Yay!
And then the second one I went to go see was at Gymnasium Gallery, which me and you checked out for the Berwick Film, Media and Arts Festival, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. A tongue twister.
There's an exhibition on at the minute called Head to Mouth by Tanya Kovats, and it was just really, really cool.
Right, I saw this on your Instagram and I need to talk about it.
Okay.
Because...
Quick segue.
What? There was was it something poured in diver suits?
Yeah, so they were called the Divers, and it was cement poured into wetsuits. And then
so into that.
They were inverted on the ground, so it was as though the ground was the surface of some water, and it was the kind of bottom half of people diving into it, so the legs were coming up as though they were diving in, but obviously, I mean, wetsuits are quite a malleable mold, so they're all kind of funky weird shapes, but you can still see the zip imprints and all that kind of stuff, so it was just really cool. There was 9 of them, I think.
That's
across
so cool.
The thingy, and it's literally an old ass gym. Well, go. I think it's on for a few more weeks.
Because the height of creepy is
quiet, really
cool. Art space, and then in an old gym with these weird body things.
Yeah.
But also, yes.
Yes.
Yes, please.
But I mean, just really sick and just a really cool exhibition. And it was nice because they were kind of creepy and cool. And then on the wall, there was these beautiful, it was kind of I guess they could all be assembled as one big book, but as it was the double page spreads all tacked up on the wall, and it was just different poems and stuff from the artist going on a walk along the Tweed and just stopping at different points and writing some. They weren't all poems, but they were
a
just bits of writing,
yeah,
with nice bits of watercolory stuff, and it was really lovely. It's really just nice.
Oh well, anyone in Berwick or anyone passing through Berwick,
it's
go
dead,
check it out.
Dead easy to
I'm
get
jealous
to.
Yeah. If only I had time
I know.
Or money. It's not going well.
Concepts, honestly. But that's my good thing.
I love
it. A few
it.
Good things. It was a really nice day. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, well, I'm very happy to hear.
Hey.
You've been able to entertain yourself in my absence.
I can do that.
Barely, but...
I think I've said it before on this podcast. I'll just love a good me trip. It's just nice time by yourself. And if you can't keep yourself entertained, then what can you do?
We talked about this with Tamsin on the radio.
We did do that.
On the radio. And we talked about, like, going on a date with yourself almost. And it's like, I got to treat yourself.
And
enjoy
I love myself,
company.
So...
Hell yeah,
I'm great to hang out with.
Amazing. It's like, is it Bumble, that app where you find friends? Well, there's an app where you
find... I don't need friends, apparently.
I was going to say, it's like a Tinder bio, but for friends.
Oh.
I'm amazing. Why wouldn't you want to be my friend? Full stop.
Well, let's look into that.
Anyway, let's get on with it.
Yeah.
We've been chitter-chattering.
Well, for my... time old ageless segue. Do you know what else was amazing? Call back to like 5 sentences ago when you said that it was amazing. I was gonna do it then, but then we kept on talking.
Sorry.
So
what was amazing, Alice?
The exhibition we're gonna talk about this week.
Heck yeah, it was. Do you know how I know it was amazing?
How?
Because I was in it.
What?
I know.
Crazy. You also there to go see it. What
It's weird how the world works, isn't it?
It really is. But it was another one at Vane, and we love Vane. We've said it before. We'll see it again. That kind of rhymed.
Poem
by Alice. It's been a long work day, guys.
I feel like you could definitely tell when we record, like whether it's during the week or a weekend, just from how we start these episodes.
Yes, I think so. Also, my boss wasn't in today, so it was literally just me in the office by myself.
Oh, so you're
so I haven't
crazy.
Spoken out loud today, really. So this is my first experience talking, so
hello.
Hi there. But the exhibition I went to go see was, I don't know if it has like a name. Is it just called Heads and Tails?
Heads and Tails.
It's called Heads and Tails because it's by the Heads and Tails Project by Chilly Studios. And we've talked a bit about Chilly Studios and Heads and Tails before. They kind of like work with people with mental health, and it's all about how art's empowering and it helps you.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful. Cool.
And the like to submit work to Heads and Tails for their various workshops, exhibitions, all this sort of stuff, you just have to have basically a point of view about mental health as an adult. So it could be that you've had your personal experiences, or it could be that you're a carer, or it could be that, you know, you don't have to be suffering with mental health issues at the moment. It could just be a throwback to when, or it, you know, it could be coming at it from a really educated, you know, non-personal experience, but like a research point of view. There's so many different ways to approach this, and it's just really like embracing people's experiences, thoughts. It's just empowering.
It is, yeah. And the Heads and Tails Project, specifically, like as a whole, kind of like aside from this exhibition, it seeks to like create a comprehensive new archive that explores and celebrates like the voices of people in the Northeast with mental health experiences over like not just like currently and recently, over the past like 200 years or something.
Yeah,
it's like they've been going back and like scanning stuff.
It's
and all that coolness.
Pretty exciting.
So
I think
pretty sick.
Yeah, and we love a good archive.
We do love an archive.
So useful.
Just cool.
Yeah. So this exhibition was kind of a follow-up to the last exhibition that I was a part of with Heads and Tails, which was many episodes ago.
Yep. Quite a few, yeah.
Wow.
Was it November or October last year?
Yeah, I want to say November. Who knows?
November, I just remember it was dark and cold by the time we left.
It
so.
Was, and it was at the then Biscuit, no, yeah, Holy Biscuit, which is now Shieldfield Artworks.
Maybe.
You know, trying to practice, you know. And I think this was last time it was just a showcase of anyone who really wanted to get involved, but this was a much more kind of curated experience, which was very exciting because it was much more refined, I'd say. So the way that like other people's artworks related to each other was a bit more clear, in my opinion, which was... Yeah, like, I don't know, because when you, like, I've put an Instagram on this, on my personal Instagram, about how when you submit work to a show, like a group show or any exhibition, really, and you give it away to a organisation and curator or an external party, there's a lot of, like, trust involved with having to, like, give your baby away and just hope. It's like, I imagine how it is dropping off your kid at school. You just have to hope that the school will look after them and make sure they don't get all like roughed up and they have like a meal and have their breaks and something, you know, go to the toilet and stuff. It's like that.
Exactly the same for artwork.
Exactly the same. It needs to be fed, watered, and a run around.
Yes, that's true.
But no, I think they did a splendid job. This exhibition was like, I'm really happy to be a part of it. And I just love exhibiting work, so it's nice to be a part of any show. But there's some of the work here. We were talking before we started recording about like all our favorites and the honorable mentions and things, and my work didn't even come to mind. Like, there was so many good things. Like, you know what, like I can talk about me another day.
You can also do it today, though, if you want to.
I'll give myself a cheeky shout out.
Yeah.
So I'll do a real quick curation corner.
Yes, please. Because there's quite a lot to be curated.
Yeah. So Vane Gallery, I hope everyone listening has been, and if not, get yourself there. Yes. You won't regret it. First floor of Commercial Union House, just at the end of, like, the monument end of Northumberland Street, opposite the Tyneside Cinema, kind of. And it has like several exhibition spaces that are normally kind of chopped up into different exhibitions, but this was at the whole exhibition space, the whole gallery. Damn thing. So there's, I reckon, three little rooms and two big ones, because there's, if you walked in and you kind of walked left and there's a kind of little bar thing, there was two rooms there. So that's kind of where we started. And there was a room, I believe there was a room there with the beginnings of the archive, so you could start having a look and kind of an example of what the end result of this project's going to be. And then you could continue walking through into the other room, and there was, I mean, throughout it was just a mix of like audiovisual work, sculpture, wall-based stuff. There was a lot of textiles, actually a lot of sculpture, which was cool.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Very physical. And yeah, so that's kind of like the two quote-unquote little rooms, if you want. But if you kind of walked in the space and it just kept on going, it's the bigger gallery. There's a tiny little off room, which was very cute, with a little tree, and it had little thoughts, like thoughts from workshops pinned up. So that's the very dinky room. And then the two big exhibition spaces. And also my work was, as soon as you walked in, the big room, it was on the corner. Ooh. I loved it. It was nice. Very like proud.
Yeah. It's a good place to be. I remember, quick segue again, just the only time really I've had work put anywhere was for my final year show at uni. And I think my photograph got literally the best place it could possibly go. It was like in the foyer of like one of the main walkways. Like, yeah, I think that's because I was friends with the technicians though, and they got to choose where everything went. So I was like, yeah.
So you just be nice to people and you'll ultimately, hopefully, get what you want.
It's a good way to be.
I think it's a good ethos.
I think so.
It's nice to be nice.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Our whole thing, just go to art things, be nice. So I think we should just dive into like kind of favorites and honorable mentions and all the good stuff.
I think we should do that.
Good.
All that. Ooh, that could good.
So much good.
Well, my first general favorite thing is what you kind of touched on, just the sheer amount of stuff and the range. There was like every medium kind of represented, every bit of like wall and floor covered. You just really couldn't fit any more art into that space. It was mint.
And it didn't feel like...
You're not cluttered.
Well, I was going to say, and to achieve that without it feeling cluttered or chaotic, or there was still like a lovely flow to it. And as I say, all the artworks were kind of like interacting with one another and corresponding, and but it didn't feel overwhelming. It was just like, I don't know, you could like very nicely glide through all the artwork and you'd never be bored.
Yeah.
And you'd like find something that appealed to you. Again, another one of these exhibitions where you could potentially take someone who wasn't wild about art, and I'm confident that you could show them something they liked, because the variety was
astounding.
Mental.
Yeah.
Astounding was better than mental.
But more specifically, rather than all of it, one of my favourite bits was called Five Poems from Here to There and Back Again, by an artist called Debbie Buchan? I don't know.
Debbie.
Debbie, War Debs. and it's pretty cool. It's like audio like pieces, so it's like poems and kind of written responses, and it's to some case notes that I found that were written by some nursing staff in a logbook from the Sunderland Borough Asylum from between like 1911 and 1917. So it's basically these three nurses are making notes about these different women like who were discharged from the psychiatric facility and kind of just writing creatively in response to that. So one of them's like a proper poem. There's like a kind of thing with like a photograph. I don't know if it's of one of the actual ladies, but like kind of an oldie timey photograph, like cut in with bits of text and stuff. But one of my favorite ones, which is just cool, is like it's essentially just a letter, and the way it's written is kind of like as though it was using a typewriter, but I assume it was Word or your word processing program of choice.
We don't discriminate here.
We don't, but it's, I'm not going to read the full thing because, you know, it's a long letter, but it just starts with Dear Miss X, and I think that's just for the anonymity of the patients or whatever.
Protection.
And it's... data protection from 1917 GDPR. But it just kind of starts with, I'm very sorry to read about your confinement in such a dusty and grim looking institution some 100 years ago. And it's just really nice. It's kind of talking really personally to this woman who is very, very long dead, I assume.
And who may not have had the easiest life.
And yes. And it's just basically her, like the artist, kind of comparing her experiences to kind of current day like medical practices, because she's like had some like experience and stuff, but just kind of talking generally about the kind of current state of affairs and how she's reflecting. Whilst it's not very good at the minute, it's actually obviously fantastic compared to then. Like there's a bit in it where she talks about like how sad she was to hear that sometimes like anesthetics simply didn't work and just like stuff like that. But it's just really nice and just really cool, and there was audio versions of it, however, and I think I got about halfway through this piece and then the MP3 player just died.
Oh no. But technical issues.
I know. I didn't know who to try and find to be like, yo, it died. I don't know who works here. But obviously you can still read them. But the audio one was nice because it's the artist kind of explaining some things, and just nice to hear.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favourite ones. I like stuff like that.
Ooh, that's a lovely choice.
Yeah.
Nice one. Well, I'll stick with the theme of letters.
Sure.
Because my... The piece in this show that first made me like really stop and that I had this like amazing connection with was a piece called This Is How I Feel, and it consists of pen on paper and DWP letters.
Okay.
Very good. It's by, I think her name's Belle Pye, P-Y-E. Pye?
Sure.
We'll go with it. Belle. Belle's nice. Belle's a lovely name. Yeah. We're going to go with that. And it's, as you may imagine, wall-based, but it's opened envelopes turned round. So you get the kind of like crinkled, torn up top. Mm-hmm. And then she's drawn these like, it's almost like glorifying doodling.
Oh, okay.
Because it's, you know, when you're on the phone or something and you start doodling on, well, classically the back of envelopes. But these illustrations are like, they're like kind of scribbly, but they're all portraits, and it's this beautiful depiction of what I imagine the stress she felt getting these DWP letters, because they were basically the let's test my knowledge of government practices. It was a PIP form, which is the personal independence payment.
Is DWP the Department of Workplace Pensions?
It is.
Okay.
And so it's the classic like brown letter and all the like government stuff on it, and she's actually has displayed alongside her drawings her copy of her PIP letter, and she's like blacked out her information. Good. But it's a wonderful kind of display of, I just think it captures a mood, honestly, because speaking with, well, I mean, like, just my mum and my brother and, like, both my parents, to be honest. And for a lot of people, it is just horrifying, terrible, kind of gut-wrenching feelings when you get these letters through, knowing that, like, my personal experience is when every year my brother, who has autism, has to get assessed by social workers to basically... I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They're basically trying to cut his budget. So Jim gets a certain amount of money from the government as a disabled person to live his life. And it's like these kind of reviews are never actually about making sure you're okay. They're only ever about the government making cuts. Mm-hmm. And the best place to make cuts is with the people who aren't going to fight back. It tends to be the most vulnerable, such as the elderly and the disabled and the sick.
Mm-hmm.
So you get these government letters through, and these drawings that Bell has produced are these gorgeous little snippets of, like, I, as someone who has anxiety, I can only imagine it's the anxiety she's feeling, because it's all these like scribbles, and some of them are like bodies lying down or bodies trying to push out of the scribble. So it's all like kind of being confined and trying to like, and it's all confusing and scribbly, and yeah, I don't know. I just had a really like emotional connection to that one. That's a perfect word for it, evocative. And I mean, anything political is always going to be like pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I don't know, I think it's such a personal story that so many people can relate to. And
yeah,
very quick side note, if anyone listening hasn't watched I, Daniel Blake, please watch I, Daniel Blake, because that's a perfect example of, like, I mean, it's a fictional story, but it might as well be true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that whole thing of the government telling you, like, no, you have to work. And then as an individual being like, no, I can't work.
Yeah.
And terrible things happen because it turns out you know best and the government, in fact, don't.
Who knew?
I know, mad. So, yeah, when you're adding, like, health and personal kind of just taking care of yourself and add that with finance and politics, that's a recipe for a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with any kind of like mental health stuff. I don't know Belle, never met her in my life, but she did very good work, and I can only assume that we've shared the same kind of feelings about the same sort of stuff.
Yeah,
so that was nice. It's nice when you can kind of, it, seeing the artwork was like meeting the artist.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's something that's always nice. Like we've said before, that you can just look at art to think it's nice, and that's good. But then when you kind of connect to it a bit more emotionally, I think that's the ultimate goal, really.
Yeah.
So it's nice when that happens, both, like, I imagine as an artist hearing that, or as someone looking at art.
Oh, because this actually could be a nice segue to talk about my work.
Please do.
Because the work I submitted is part of a greater project, and it's called Burnout. And it's about burnout, mental and emotional burnout. And it uses a matchstick, like a burnt matchstick, to talk about that. But kind of like talking about Belle, again, don't know who she is. And talking about like feeling like you know an artist or you know where they're coming from. It's just been so exciting working on burnout and exhibiting it, because so many people have come up to me saying that, like saying that, like, I know what you're talking about, or I feel like I know what you may have been through, or even just like little things, like people coming up and telling me what they've taken away from my art. And although it's about mental health, it's not just about mental health. Like the wonderful thing about art is that it can be created for a specific purpose about a specific thing, but ultimately it doesn't matter if you take that away or you take away something completely different.
Yeah.
As long as you've taken something away.
Yeah.
Even if that thing is as simple as that was pretty or I didn't like that. Good enough.
Interpretation, baby.
Yeah. And I don't know, I think with this one, I just feel like, ooh, I'm onto something now, because people are actually like properly responding, but not just responding, like telling me.
Yeah, like literally responding.
Actually responding.
And it's, verbally responding to you.
It's been awesome. So it's just like, yeah, like as an artist, I think that's a lovely result of artwork. And it doesn't, and I love it when people come up and tell me things that I didn't even think about but are completely relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So that people have told me things. So our friend Courtney, I was on the phone to her because she's currently living in Australia because she's mental. I keep saying mental. It's like the worst episode to say that. It's just my vocabulary is shocking. So we're like talking on the phone and she was mentioning my artwork for whatever reason. And then she said something about how, oh yeah, Rosie, like when we lived together, you couldn't even take a break then. Like I've always been bad at taking breaks. And she commented on it for a bit. And then she was like, but you know, once you've burnt your match, you can't relight it. So you've got to use another one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I hadn't even thought of that. But that's that is a very important thing to remember, that like, I've used this match. I must take a moment, stop.
Get a new one
and light it. Like, it's not going to work. Mm. It's only going to shatter if I try and strike it again.
Yeah.
Because that's a fun thing I learned.
Yeah, right.
Matches shatter. So when you're trying to work with them,
difficult.
But that's enough about me. I don't want to talk about my own artwork on this podcast.
Well, tough, because I want to say what it is.
Oh, okay, I'll let you do it.
Good. Well, it's called 5'4", because that's Rosie's height, which I didn't realize, because we stand next to each other a lot. I mean that's not short, that's like 4 inches shorter than me, but
that sounds like quite a lot.
It does, right?
I wear Docs a lot.
I was gonna say, you wear like big heel shoe thingies.
I wear real shoes.
I have bought real shoes recently. I have got nice new Vans on today.
If I hope that carried on the microphone, because she actually, from a sitting position, just bashed her foot on the table, like brought it up to my eye level. Thank you, Alice.
There you go.
Also, orange.
Nice, aren't they?
They're like the fire from the match.
Whoa.
It's all in a link.
But back to art and not shoes. 5'4", that refers to, one, Rosie's height, and two, the size of this piece. And obviously it's a quite self-reflective sort of dealy. It's obviously Burnout was her, she's the matchstick. There's all sorts of symbolism there.
Layers.
And something I didn't know you're exhibiting was a jar of used matchsticks, like pretty much all the ones you've used for this project so far.
Yes, I've kept, talking of archiving,
yes.
I've almost like an archive kept I've tried to keep. I'm not going to say it's every match I've used in the process, but I work from reference, so yes. I'm burning a lot of matches, and I've just kind of hung on to them because I think it's cool.
Yeah.
And I was very excited because I displayed it just in the jar that I've been using, so it's just like a kind of, it's like a fancy jar. It's quite nice. It's one of those ones that kind of clamps shut.
I was thinking like cute indie sweet shop sort of vibe.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Do you know how many matches were in there altogether? Do you ever count them?
No, but I know it's in the hundreds.
That feels like it should be, you know, one of those competitions, like how many jelly beans are in this jar? Yeah. But hard with the matchsticks, because matchsticks are tiny.
I'll never know. That's another thing.
Are you never going to count them?
Oh, no. As previously discussed, when you try and pick up a match that's been burned, it just crumbles into nothing.
Right. So one thing you could do, just in case you were curious for a ballpark, I guess you could like weigh how much one match weighs and then weigh the full thing and minus the weight of the jar, and then kind of figure it out from there. I'm just curious.
Okay. We can try and
I'm going to throw my number out there right now. I have since forgotten how big this jar was, but it seems sizable. So I'm going to say 423 matches.
Ooh, I'm going to guess 362.
Okay, I'm glad we've said this on record, because I can find this and look at it. And then if we ever do this, I will update this blog post or whatever.
Right, tweet us what you think. How many? I'm saying tweet because I don't want part of this.
Perfect, cool. There is no prize, just you might.
Being right is
you
a
might
prize.
Be right. That is true.
I'll give you the matches. I'll give you an match.
An
I'll
match.
Give you an burnt match.
What a gift.
I know. It's art.
That is true.
You're welcome.
But I think something you were going to say before I interrupted with that was the placement of these matches.
Yes. So as I say, I just sent off this artwork. I wasn't even there. Like, my gorgeous boyfriend Jacob had to do it for me because went on holiday.
Oh yes, that little ditty.
I'd just framing, any artist knows, getting your art framed is a bit of a mare and like whatever. So I'd not even dropped it off. I had nothing to do with this except for making the work and submitting it. But I had physically nothing to do with the hanging element. But they did such a good job, because all I specified is I kind of wanted the jar and a plinth of some description, and I wanted basically the match to stand like a person. So I wanted it to be kind of person level. And I like when I saw people next to it, I noticed that the height of the like head of the match was the height of the head of like, it's always male measurements, but it was like a man, an average sized man, could look into the head of the match like eye to eye, which is cool. And then the jar of matches was exactly my height, like exactly my like eye level.
Yeah. And there's a cute photo of you with your little eyes above the shelf.
I was over the moon because it's, I wanted it to be like that. I wanted it to so like, so you'd look at it like it was a person.
Mm-hmm.
And because these matches do have this kind of like weird people, like they have a head and a body. Mm. They're very, there's something kind of people-like about them. It's very, I don't know. But I wasn't even sure if I wanted to do something big. And I just took a risk.
Glad you did.
And I'm so happy. And yeah, just thank you, Heads and Tails. Thank you, Chilli Studios. And thank you, Vane. Because this is a really cool opportunity. And yeah, I really recommend just even any artist out there, if you see any kind of group show, get in touch with the organisers and submit something, because it's such a good opportunity to, like, I don't know, be part of something.
Yeah.
And just to get out there, because, I mean, like, if you don't normally exhibit, you can't just, it's really daunting to go from nothing to, like, your own show. That's very unlikely. But if you just submit, like, one or two things to a massive collective,
mm-hmm.
it gets your foot in the door and you get to see your work with all these other cool things that you never could have even comprehended existing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's...
Well, just a quick note on that. I'm pretty sure that the day this episode comes out, there's either one, or this is either the closing day or there's one more day to submit work for the Conny Arts Festival.
I think there's a day left.
I think it's Sunday the 14th.
I think it's Sunday the 14th as well. I put it on the story recently.
Yes, you did.
I'll keep posting that to remind people, but get on it.
Just an up-and-coming arts festival and concert.
Yeah, we'll tell you more about it later.
Yeah.
Cool.
Back to this exhibition real quick.
Yeah.
Just a couple more like honourable mentions, as we termed it before. There's a thing I really loved. Well, first of all, I've got two. I'm going to quickly do both of them.
That's cool. I'll do the same.
Perfect. One of them was a painting. It was called Silence by Mary Renner. And it's just a really kind of haunting but really calming portrait at the same time. It's quite weird. It's like a portrait of like a lady's face. And this kind of like... It's not super duper defined. It's kind of oil painting-y, but it's like not like erratic brushstrokes or anything, but they're not like super duper like neat. So it's kind of like almost fuzzy, but the thing is...
Abstracted.
Yeah, abstracted. That's the word I'm looking
Stylized.
For.
Stylized.
And they've like these really piercing kind of blue eyes where like not even, but the kind of the creepy thing about it is that there's not really a nose or a mouth or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just creepy. I just really like it, but it's like kind of common to look at. I think I would like that on a wall. It's nice.
Ooh.
And then my other favorite one, purely for the, I mean, not just, but for the interactive aspect of it, it was mint. It was called Seek and Balance. It's a sculpture like piece by an artist called Pete Mitchell. And the kind of tagline, I don't think that's correct for art, the little description thingy is, how easy do you think it is to balance your life and your mental health? It was an interactive exhibit, and I love that. It was basically like these scales that I think were made out of like found materials, like this wooden, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm going to say tube. It's not a tube. Basically a stick.
Wow.
Well, people, you know, like oldie timey scales where people would have like full on weights that weighed as much as certain coins and all that kind of stuff.
Like how Lady Justice, like she holds them and it's like they've got two little trays for the weights.
Yeah. So this is that, but all the little weights are made of like little handmade ceramic pieces with like different words on that relate to like either good mental health or bad mental health,
and
or just
commitments as
different, as it says here, different practicalities of life, and the goal is to balance it. Turns out impossible. I was there for ages, but it was just
me too. I've been here my entire life and still haven't found it.
But it was really cool to kind of like have a go, because I love it in any circumstance where you're actually allowed to touch art, because that's just nice.
We have to fight the temptation so much.
We really
it's
do.
It's very gratifying to find one that wants me.
There's actually two in this exhibition. We'll talk about the other one in a sec.
I will.
But I just really enjoyed it. It was nice to actually like have a look at it. And obviously, as you were trying to balance these things, you could like read all the little things. So it was like, go to school, get work done. And it was like, you can't get out of bed and like need to have a shower and like just the little things like that. So it was just like kind of thought-provoking. I liked it.
Yeah. And I think that's a lovely way of maybe teaching mental health to younger people.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, I truly believe the same as like sex and relationships, mental well-being should be kind of taught in school of like, this is how to be a human person.
Yeah. And these are some of the difficulties you may face.
Yeah. And I think that would be a very cool thing for a school to have.
Yeah.
If you had some rigged, because these scales were rigged. Mm-hmm. I don't think you could balance them. I don't think it was possible.
I don't know. I don't think it was the scales themselves, because I got
but the
it,
weights were yeah. equal, so there's no way you
had
could...
to use all the pieces.
Yeah.
I managed to get them perfectly balanced, but having one piece in my hand, obviously that defeats the point. Yeah. But I was like, close enough.
Oh, yeah, that's close enough. Like, in real life.
Oh, I can't remember which
if
bit
you have
it was.
To neglect just, like, a couple of things, that's all right. That's... It happens. And just, like, rotate that one thing you have to have in your hand.
Ah, okay.
That's life.
The loophole.
Ooh.
There we go.
But what I was saying was, like, at schools, imagine if you had, like, I don't know, 8-year-olds, or like, quite young kids, and you gave them some scales, and you gave them this challenge, and you didn't tell them, you just say, I have to balance this. And you had, like, just leave them to it, and I bet they'd have, like, they'd try and find ways to do it for ages, because kids love that sort of stuff, like, proper... puzzles and things, and then have the reveal of like it's impossible, whoa, and they'll all be like, whoa, and then you're like, explain how, but that's okay, and like what we just did, but kids.
Yes.
So yeah, I'd set that workshop up. Okay. Any teachers, hit me up.
Cool.
Get my DBS. Well, I think your honorable mentions match my honorable mentions very well.
Ooh, interesting.
So we'll stick with the interactive theme firstly.
Cool.
Because one of my favorites was it was quite silly, but I really liked it. It was, I'll see if I can see what it was called. Oh no, I don't know if I know what it's called. I don't know if I took a picture of it.
It's a good thing I did.
Thank you.
Someone thinks ahead.
Well, while you find it, I'm going to describe it, because it was on a plinth and it was just a tube. Okay. Is it Hundreds and Thousands? Is that what it was called?
It was called that.
Who was it by?
It was by Eleanor Kerr Patton.
Lovely. Sorry, Eleanor. I forgot your artwork name there for a sec. But it was designed, as I say, a long see-through tube, rolled, like, kind of just kind of loosely curled up on this plinth with loads of lovely brightly coloured balls in it and stuff. And I think, and it was, I had a sign saying you could touch it. And the idea was that it was kind of like an object to spark joy and like bring happiness. So like a lovely thought that maybe something, if you don't feel good, there's something like something as little as like a piece of jewellery or a nice t-shirt or like just something that cheers you up, like incorporating that into your day will make you happy.
Yeah.
And it's that thing of, if you don't feel good, smile, because your brain recognizes that you're smiling. It basically tricks your brain into thinking you're happy. It's like, oh, wait, we're not sad. We're smiling. We must be happy. And then it tries to figure itself out. Again, nice to be nice. Project. And that good energy will find you in the universe. But it was nice to just be silly, pick up this tube and like try and wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some very... badge like snapshots.
Oh, they're lovely.
But I loved it, very into it. And there's actually, I might take this opportunity to actually write a teeny tiny little blog post, because there's some artists that I think do this, a lot of them in the Northeast, and I've met them through like Cropped Up and stuff. And it's this idea of like something like a pair of earrings bringing joy, or like just a little something that can just transform your day, hopefully. And it's all in the little things. Life
definitely.
Is truly in the little things. And my second honorable mention was just blew me away. It was a sculpture called Heart by Eva Keen, and she actually works at the North Tyneside Art Studio at Linskill. So shout out, guys. You can go back to that episode if you want, listen to everything that North Tyneside Art Studio does, because they're hella cool. And this piece was this unreal ceramic heart. Like, it was bright red.
It's like anatomically correct.
Super shiny.
Heart.
Almost, yeah, it wasn't to size, but it was all in scale.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, as Alice said, like on point. But then it was like a broken heart though, because it had a slit in it. And it was just so, the quality of this work, I can't express, so well done. Because she'd like... put laces kind of in the split, like it was threaded through with a ceramic bird on each side, like sewing it back together.
Oh, it was kind of Cinderella-y.
Yeah, it was like a fairy tale. And it was just, and it was in the, right in the middle of the one of the big rooms, and it's this tiny little thing, but the detail and yeah, just attention to detail. Like, yeah. Wow, ceramics. We had
anything with ceramics astounds me.
We had a go at North Tyneside Art Studio making ceramics. So firstly, it would be so cool if this piece was being made while we were there.
That'd be pretty cool.
But secondly, we worked with ceramics and it was hard as hell. So we know, like, we truly understand the work that went into this. So yeah, but truly everyone that submitted was just unreal.
Like, was it something like over 50 artists? Like, there was
there's a canny good
range.
Oh yeah. And yeah, I don't know, there's so much I could talk about. Like, yeah. I want to talk about more, but we really can't. And yeah. What I might do, I think we'll just absolutely spam social media with all the photos, because yeah, everyone did an amazing job. And there's so much we haven't been able to mention that I want to show off, because there's just some like really like clever pieces of artwork.
Yeah, I think that's a good word to describe quite a lot of them. It's like quite clever.
Yeah, a lot of people had some really interesting things to say, and I just want to know more.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see what everyone does after this exhibition. I think I want to keep an eye on some of these artists and hopefully follow their journey. So maybe that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, and if you're an artist in this show and you have other shows coming in up in the future, just let me know.
Please.
Like, someone did that from the last exhibition from Art and Liberation, and it was nice to see her. So exhibition after that was lovely.
We want to chat. We want to just see what's going on. So never hesitate. Yeah. We're on Twitter and Instagram at heyartwhatsgood, and we have an email as well, which is just heyartwhatsgood@gmail.com. And then our website has a contact page.
It does, which people use.
Yay!
I mean, good, I guess. It's there for a reason.
Yeah. Like, please use it. In fact, it's always kind of nice to be like, oh, like someone got in touch through the website. Like, that's nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad we have that page.
Went to the website first. Yeah.
Thanks for the hit. Anyway, let's wrap it up, because although we want to talk forever, we can't.
Yes, unfortunately.
And we have worked all day.
We have done that.
So, yeah, one way we like to wrap it up is to talk about what we're looking forward to.
We do, yes.
What are you looking forward to, Alice?
I am looking forward... So I think, yeah, it's a week today. Newcastle Pride, baby!
Hey! Oh, nice one! Yeah.
Good time to celebrate with friends, and one of my friends from Liverpool's coming over, so...
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Be lovely. Charlotte, you met her.
Yeah! At
Pride 2 years ago.
When I covered you in glitter.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do it. That's all insane. Again.
So when she says covered us in glitter, literally said, oh, Alice, turn your head to the side, and just dumped a bloody container of glitter on my face. I was like, cool, to my eye. Didn't actually stick to my face. So,
and then I was late to my own party.
Yes.
That I was hosting at my house.
But a good reason to be late.
Everyone was there. Except me.
Yes. But except for Pride, it's always a good time. And Newcastle Pride is the best one, really. It's the biggest free Pride in the country. Outside of London.
I didn't know that.
Outside of London, I think, is the kind of disclaimer that any event ever has to have. It's the biggest thing ever outside of London. Because London's big and has everything. So, good.
It's you can't begrudge them for that.
No. It's back on Town Moor this year, which is good, because Nuns Moor last year was a hike.
Yeah.
I can't be bothered with that.
Nah. Not like, I'm proud, but I'm not that proud.
But that's what I'm looking forward to. What are you looking forward to, Rosie?
Mine's way less fun than that.
Lol.
So today, day of recording, I went to a 3-hour accountancy seminar.
Nerd.
Yes. I went, so you didn't have to. Because we're trying to like get legit up in here and have like an actual business.
All the hand motions, my God.
Yeah, I wish this was video just for that moment. There was more there. So I am actually looking forward to sorting out all of the expenses, because I spent today, after that 3-hour seminar, another 3 hours sorting out all the spreadsheets for like ongoing ins and outs of cash flow, if you will. And I've learnt new terminology today. I've done maths. I've done all sorts of things.
Oh, damn.
And I
did
can't
you use
wait
a calculator?
To. I did. Quite a lot. Because numbers aren't my thing.
They're a bit tricky.
Pictures are. But no, I am actually like, I'm genuinely looking forward to learning.
Oh, good.
So I really like do, I think I'm ready. I think for the first time in my life, doing my taxes isn't scaring me.
Cool.
But I'm looking forward to doing it, and I'm looking forward to doing it right.
Nice.
Because, you know, that's a good thing.
I was going to say it's the best way to do
it. But also if we don't and we do it wrong, I feel like HMRC is going to come get us. So I am equating them.
Because we make so much money that we won't get taxed on. Woo!
Because we're rolling in it. Who knew? Podcasts exclusively in the North about art make trillions of monies.
We do have trillions of monies, that's true.
Yes. No, but it's all good.
Nice.
It's fun and games.
Good. I'm glad I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, so much exciting stuff happening.
Yeah, man. I don't think we said before, this exhibition is actually only on today, if you listen to this when this episode comes out. It's the 13th of July, a Saturday, if you will.
Get on it, guys.
The gallery's open 12 till 5, and I'll make sure this episode is out extra early.
Aww.
So you early risers can listen and then decide to go.
Please decide to go.
Yes, please do that.
And if you can't go, don't worry too much. As we said, things will be on social media. And also, just like support Heads and Tails, Chili Studio, Vane, and the artists that we mention in the future. Like, that's really the takeaway. If you do miss the things we talk about, it's fine. That's not really the point. You now know these things are happening.
Yeah.
And now it's like, now we're all in it together. Like,
we are.
We're in
true.
This art club. And we get to like share things with each other. So don't panic. There'll be more things.
Absolutely. That's all from us today. So thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.